This week on Jags Wired, the Jaguars couldn't cash in at Everbank Field.
And the Rams have come cross-country to Everbank Field and have beaten the Jacksonville Jaguars.
We look back at the Jags game against the Rams.
What I'm talking about, AC! Good job, AC! Way to go, baby!
Doug Marrone had to make a lot of tough decisions on Sunday. The head coach was wired for sound. Plus,
you know, I told him I need a couple of seconds, and I'll break loose.
We'll take a closer look at Leonard Fournette's big run to start the game. All that and more on Jags Wire.
This is Jags Wired. Brought to you in part by Baptist Health, changing healthcare for good. Everbank, it's your money, make the most of it. And Ticket Exchange, the only official ticket exchange of the NFL.
It's in your craw and you can't stand it, and it's at home and you don't want to do that at home, you know. And, you know, but those things happen, and we've got to take accountability for it, starting with me, and then we've got to fix it and go.
Jaguars head coach Doug Marrone sounds remarkably the same after a loss as he does after a win. His even keel is perfect for a team that's struggling to put together a winning streak. Hi, everybody. I'm Brian Sexton. Welcome to this edition of Jags Wired. So much of the buildup for Sunday's game against the Rams was about playing well at home after a month away. Could the offense finally find a way to carry the load and help the defense battle a talented Rams offense? Could they put together back-to-back wins for the first time all season? Sometimes the storylines don't play out the way you thought they might, and that was certainly the case for the Jaguars, as you'll see in this week's Southern Four Dealers Sounds of the Game.
After many days away, it is great to be home at Everbank Field. That is where the Jacksonville Jaguars play host to the Los Angeles Rams in an NFL game late on a Sunday afternoon.
We go out here and do our job in every phase of the game. We affect in every phase of the game. We going out. We doing what we do. Relying on each other. Playing for each other.
But around the league, number 27 is getting an awful lot of attention, isn't he?
Well, he should, because he's second leading rusher in the National Football League, third in yards from scrimmage and second in scoring, and he has been the bell cow.
We're on a journey to greatness. This is a stop. But we're on that journey, so you must know. On that journey, either you built for it or you get killed for it. It ain't nobody dying today, fellas.
Hell yeah, man.
Jason gets set to approach, and we're about to get underway at Everbank Field. Jason puts a foot to it. Cooper will field it about 4 yards deep and will bring it out to the 5, to the 10, tries the right sideline, but the Jags are waiting, spun away from a defender now, the 25, the 30, up the right sideline, still on his feet. Cooper still in bounds, inside the 25, the 20, the 10, the 5. Pharaoh Cooper has run back the opening kickoff for a touchdown for the Los Angeles Rams.
Hey, let's go. All right, let's go.
Trailing 7-0 as the Jags get the ball. The give to Fournette. He's got some room to the 30. 35 for Leonard Fournette. Into the open field. Leonard Fournette is in the secondary. Leonard Fournette is going to go the distance. Leonard Fournette just answered for the Jaguars. He went 75 yards. And the Jaguars have matched the Rams. Score! What a start to this ball game!
Well, guess what, boys? That kickoff doesn't feel quite as bad now.
We've had one play from scrimmage. Unbelievable.
We've got 14 points on the board, and there's 25 seconds of game clock missing. Are you kidding me?
You see that handoff? Yeah!
To punt it away. Oh, boy, he's yanked out. Oh, wow, that really went off the side of Brad's foot. It's going to go out of bounds in Jaguars territory. That kick is up. Plenty of distance. And he drilled it. Play fake. Blake fires deep downfield. Leaping catch made by Allen Hurns at the first down. Crossing route, got it out past the 40 to the 43-yard line. 18 yards and a first down for Jacksonville. They run reverse. Here's Marquise Lee to the 45, stays in bounds. In the Rams territory, made a few men miss, has a first down and more. What great running by Marquise Lee all the way down to the 40-yard line of the Los Angeles Rams. Inside handoff to Fournette, spun away from a tackle to the 35, to the 30, inside the 25-yard line. Boy, I could watch this guy run all day long, all the way down to the 22-yard line. Play fake. Blake wants to throw a screen pass to Ivy. He's got it inside the 20, inside the 10, to the 5, into the end zone. Wow. Touchdown Jacksonville on a screen pass from Bortles to Chris Ivory, and the Jags have taken the lead.
What a nice job by Blake
Bortles. He drops the throw against it. Looking. Oh, he's going to get hit. He's going to get sacked. The sackmeister, Calais Campbell, has his 7th sack of the season back at the 16-yard line.
It's hard to catch me when I'm playing. That's a guy like you. You make it so easy for me. You make it so easy for me, bro. Minimal work. I appreciate you, bro. That's a good team. That's a good team, though. That's a good teamwork.
High snap. They hand it off into the middle of the field. That's a touchdown. Norman on the punt. They block it. They block the punt. They pick it up. And they're going to run that into the end zone for a touchdown. The Rams have blocked the punt of Brad Nortman, and then they run it into the end zone. And yet another special teams mistake.
Don't get down. Stay with me on it.
Jags offense is on the field. 9 seconds to play in the half. Dropping the throw is Bortles. Looking. Fires. Crossing route. Caught by James O'Shaughnessy. First down. He got it down to the 36. Now another timeout with 3 seconds. And a field goal attempt upcoming for Jason Myers. Brad puts it down. Jason kicks it up. And this kick is no good. He missed it to the left. He missed the 54-yarder to end the half. Rams 24, Jags 14.
Let's go.
Goff under center. Play fake. Drops the throw, fires to the middle of the field, wide open and caught. That's Woods again. See, the ball's out. The ball's out, picked up by the Jaguars. This is Aaron Colvin. Now they're whistling it down by contact, I believe. Aaron Colvin had picked it up and was running it back. They're going to stay down by contact.
Well, he needed to throw the challenge flag right now because you can challenge that play.
It is, and Doug Marrone has thrown the challenge flag.
That's a fumble.
After reviewing the play, the ruling on the field has changed. We have a completed catch with a fumble and an immediate recovery by Jacksonville.
Yep. It is clear that ball is out before Woods even close to the ground.
21. Come on, go make the play.
So another big third down play, and the pass is caught by Marquise Lee. Flag is down. Lee trying to get by several defenders, gets inside the 15.
Right. He puts it down. Jason kicks it up. And the kick is good. After all that, Jason Myers drills the 41-yard field goal. Play fake. Blake drops, steps up, fires downfield, wants Marquise Lee. Leaping catch by Marquise. First down inside the 30-yard line. Blake stepped up into the pocket, hit Marquise on a crossing route, went up the ladder to get it. First down at the 28-yard line of the Rams. Being the throw is Blake. Dropping. Fires. That ball is picked off. It was tipped and intercepted, and the Rams are running it back along the left sideline inside of Jaguars territory. Knocked out of bounds inside the 45-yard line. Third and 6. Goff drops the throw. Looking to the left. Looking. Fires to the middle of the field. Wide open and first down. That is a wide open catch by the rookie wide receiver, Cooper Kupp. The snap and hold are good. Zerline kicks it up. He is 17 out of 18 on the season. He knocks it through there. And the Rams lead 27-17 with 2:32 to play in the ballgame. Bortles drops the throw. Fires down the middle of the field. That is caught. Marquise Lee's going to have a first down near midfield. Brad gets it down. Fires kicks it up. Plenty of distance. But he missed it badly.
He's not even close.
Puts it badly to the left. And the Rams have come cross-country to Everbank Field and have beaten the Jacksonville Jaguars 27-17.
You know, we can't afford to give up those plays. I mean, you guys know that. You know, with the type of style and the way we want to play. And, you know, when we give those plays up, we got to find a way to make it up. And sometimes it's very difficult for us. You know, it's just tough. But, you know, hey, listen, we'll look at it. We'll get it straight.
coming up on Jags Wired.
Hey, nobody touched him.
Huh? That's your challenge.
Yeah, nobody touched him.
We'll spend some time on the sideline with Coach Marrone, who wore a microphone for Sunday's game.
I'm able to get to the backside linebacker, and then really Leonard does the rest from there.
Plus, we'll take a closer look at how the Jaguars countered the Rams' momentum after the kickoff return. All that and more straight ahead on Jags Wired.
The Jacksonville Jaguars select Leonard Fournette.
When you draft a running back fourth overall, he better be special. The franchise-changing kind of special that comes along just once in a generation. So far, number 27 is everything the Jags hoped he'd be. We're back on Jags Wired. I'm Brian Sexton. The energy drained from Everbank Field 14 seconds into Sunday's game as the Rams returned the opening kick for a touchdown. But before anyone could wonder how the Jags could overcome the mistake, counter the Rams' sudden momentum, or get back into the game, Leonard Fournette was on his way to answering the questions, as you're about to see in this week's Closer Look, brought to you by Baptist Health.
Leonard Fournette, and Fournette is off, and here is Leonard Fournette, and he'll score. 75-yard touchdown run on the first play from scrimmage by Fournette.
They came out. Kick return touchdown, and our mindset was to get the ball in the end zone, and it happened in the first play. Our offense, man, we blocked it right, and made one guy miss, touchdown.
He's a dynamic back. He can do a lot of things. He can do a lot of things very well. Great vision, plays with aggression, play tremendous speed. Basically, everything you want in the back.
The defense played. They played it how we planned it was going to play it. They brought everybody down, and nobody was in the secondary, and I took off.
I don't know if anybody envisioned it going for 75 on the first play of the game, but like I said, credit to Leonard for, you know, seeing where that hole is and then, you know, having the burst to get up through there.
I mean, right when the play started, I seen the safety coming down, so I thought he was going to blitz, you know, so basically on that play, just telling JP he might come, so you're gonna leave 91 unblocked.
One of the first things they do is they bring their Mike linebacker down into the B gap. So already that takes us off of one of our double teams. So it actually singles us up across the front.
Play, that's the defense we practice to run our play against for number one. And actually they played it perfect, how we thought they was gonna play it.
Tremendous job by Cam getting on the linebacker that walked up right on top of him and taking him off the ball. Shadley is able to handle that nose guard that's trying to spike across his face. And then I'm able to get to the backside linebacker, and then really Leonard does the rest from there.
Everybody has to play their part and do what they have to do to, in order for the play to work. And the big guys, man, they was moving, man. They went up to their guy. They blocked him, they sealed him. You know, and I told them I need a couple of seconds, and I'll break loose. I mean, that's what happened. Everybody played their part.
That's really our responsibility, is get the backs to the safeties, and then once he gets there, you know, it's his job to kind of take the play from there. And he got to the safeties and turned those jets on, and that's all she wrote.
This happened, man. I seen him now. He had the gold jersey on. I mean, he stood out of everybody, and he was cheering and stuff, going crazy. So I was like, why not?
Shouldn't blow the whistle. Let the play go.
Ever wanted to stand next to an NFL head coach and just listen as he talks to the ref? That's just part of this week's Mic'd Up, next on Jags Wire.
Sexton for all day.
Jaguars defensive end Calais Campbell signed a big money deal in March and has delivered 8 sacks in 6 games. He's been money for defensive coordinator Todd Walsh. Welcome back to Jags Wired. I'm Brian Sexton. In the NFL, the head coach is the CEO, and every Sunday is about managing the chaos and sometimes crisis. Doug Marrone wore the wire so you can see what his day against the Rams was like in this week's Mic'd Up, presented by Dick's Wings.
No. I feel the same way. All right? Stay healthy.
I'll see you
Have a good trip. You need anything while you're here, give us a holler. Okay. Yep. Hey, let's take advantage of these guys on the inside now. Let's go get them. All right, let's go. Let's set this tempo, baby. Here we go. One play at a time. We're good. Let's go.
Leonard Fournette. And Fournette is off. And here is Leonard Fournette. And he'll score.
A great job by Pat. Way, baby. Good job.
Yeah! Yeah! Way to go, baby! Way to go, AJ! Way to go, AJ! Hey, way to go! That's it! Way to go, baby! Let's go! Hey, great stop! That's a great stop! Great stop, D! Great stop!
They're playing nine guys up there, cover zero, right? You with me? We're gonna throw it, get them out of that, and when they're in base, we're gonna run our regular plan. Make sense to you guys?
They run reverse. Here's Marquise Lee to the 45, stays in bounds. In the Rams territory, made a few men miss. That's a first
down. Marquise! Good job.
And a fake end around. Bortles getting chased, and the pass is going to be caught by Chris Ivory. Ivory down the sideline in the end zone. Touchdown, Jacksonville.
Way to go.
Blake, that's the way to get the ball there. Good job, buddy.
That's
what I'm talking about, AC! Good job, AC! Way to go, baby! Hey, stay low when you come around there and get some power, okay? You with me? You can get to this thing. Hey, Kevin!
Hey, Kevin.
Hey, Kev!
Just watch the right tackle. I'm not saying to throw it on him when he gets too far back and third, just warn him.
The guy grabbed him right around the waist!
Fake to Gurley. He's got time, and he completes the pass once again to Robert Woods, and he fumbles the ball. And the play was blown dead. The officials ruled just shy of the 50.
Eric, nobody touched him, right? Nobody touched him.
Challenge.
Huh?
That's your challenge.
Yeah. Nobody touched him.
That's your challenge.
I know. I got it. I'm challenging it. Challenge.
After reviewing the play, the ruling on the field has changed. We have a completed catch with a fumble and an immediate recovery by Jacksonville.
Shouldn't blow the whistle. Let the play go. Everybody else lets the play go.
And Fournette's hurt.
Oh, and Leonard Fournette is injured.
It's Fournette's ankle. We spatted it up. He said he's good to go.
Oh, that's awesome.
Hey, did you tell Nate?
Time out.
All right, hey. Let's go down and score now. We got the two-minute warning. No timeouts, okay?
Hey, Nate, we get the ball at 35. I'm going to kick the field goal.
Dropping the throw is Blake. Throws this one toward the sideline. One-handed catch made by O'Shaughnessy.
Out of bounds. Field goal.
To make it a one-possession game. Myers kicks it up. Plenty of distance. But he missed it badly.
What do you think? This defensively, we just got to stop the run better, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
I mean, we gave up 14 points today.
Yeah.
Great job. Good luck. Rest of the way. All right. Yep.
You've heard the term next man up. We'll introduce you to that guy next in Hidden Gems.
You push on and overcome that adversity, and you start winning football games and you get on a roll.
Head coach Doug Marone knows he has a long week to get ready for next Sunday's game in Indianapolis. Welcome back to Jags Wire. I'm Brian Sexton. It's tough to replace your best offensive lineman unless you have a really good backup, as Jeff Longman explains in this week's Hidden Gems.
The next man up philosophy is going to be required for a lot of guys this year, and Tyler Shatley is taking advantage of the opportunity, playing for the injured Brandon Linder. It helps that the guards are playing well, but Tyler Shatley by himself is doing a great job with the injured Linder. Let's take a look. Here's the 22-yard screen touchdown to Chris Ivory. Look at the small block in front. Appears to be small, but it is huge on the linebacker, Alex Barron. It springs Chris Ivory to the end zone. That one little push enabled the touchdown. And as a center, you've got to be able to get to the second level quickly. Look at the job that he does right here. Tyler Shatley, quick and up to the second level. And look at the hole that he's created for Leonard Fournette. If it wasn't such a great play by the defensive back right there, this could have been an even bigger play. And I talked about the guards playing well. A.J. Cam maybe having his best year. Look at the job that him and Shatley do on the defensive linemen. Fournette is spinning on air and untouched. And look at the job that they do, punishing the Rams defenders to the turf, enabling Fournette to get positive yardage. Shatley is doing a great job.
We're back with our next Jags Wired next week, when we'll look back at the Indianapolis Colts game. We leave you now with more of Doug Marrone, mic'd up. Good night, everybody.
I watched them the last time. The guy on the other side didn't move. And plus, I want to get this momentum switch somehow. Oh! Bam! Throw a seam. Handoff. Let's go. Make a tackle.
I thought we were going to get a pick on that one.
Hey, play discipline now.
Yeah, I got one.
I know.
I'll let one go.
Yeah, all right.